Chapter 8, Mishnah 4. If one exchanges a cow for a donkey, and the way they exchange it is where we did this, that the one draws the animal right from the other guy, and the minute he does that, the other animal goes to the other guy. The minute he draws the one, you know, the switch happens. And then what happens over here is Vyalda, the animal, one of the animals gives birth. So let's say the cow, right? So the cow gives birth. And they don't know who owned the cow when it gave birth, because whoever owned the cow will be the owner of the calf that was born. And why don't they know? Because they don't know if it was born before or after the exchange, right? Yeah. V'chein ha-moicher shifchasoi. So too, if he sells, a person sells a female slave, v'yalda, and she gave birth. And when it comes to slaves, so we learned that giving money is a valid act of acquisition. So we don't know if he gave the money before or after the birth. So we don't know who the child belongs to, right? The original owner or the new owner. Zeh Omer, and they dispute, right? So this one says, Ad shelo machati. This one says, before I sold it to you. The animal was born, let's say, before I sold it to you. Zeh Omer, and the other one says, no, mishelakachti. It was born after I took. After the exchange took place. So in this case, says the Mishnah, Yachloku, they divide they'll divide it. So they'll work out a monetary value of the calf, let's say, and they'll divide that monetary value. But again, this is according to Sumchus. And again, the halacha is not like this. So again, we would look at in whose domain. According to the sages, someone wanting to extract money from another person, they have to bring proof. So we look at whose domain is the calf in now, and the other person would have to bring proof, you know, that they, otherwise the person whose domain it's in will keep the calf. Hayulo shne avadim. The person has two slaves, echad gadol ve'echad katan, one big, big, fully grown, let's say, and one amana, v'chein shtei sadoi, so he's got two fields, achas gadol ve'achas katana, one large field and one small. Halokayach oimer, and they do a sale, right? So the one says, the purchaser says, Gadol lakachti, I bought the larger. I bought the larger field or the larger slave. Valo Emir, and the seller says, Eini Yodaya, I don't know which one I sold you. I can't remember. So Zacha Bagadol, so the purchaser will then get the big one, because he's coming with a claim which is sure. Yeah. Hamoicher Omer, if the seller says Katan Machati, I sold you the small one, Vahala Omer, and the other one says, the buyer says, Aini Yodaya, I can't remember. Ain Loi Ela Katan, so he gets the small one. The purchaser will get the small one because he doesn't know. Zeomer Gadol, this one says the big one, the Zeomer Katan, the small one, that's the one we did the exchange on. Yeshava Hamoicher, so the seller will take an oath, Sha'katan macha, that he sold the small one, and then he will give over the small one. And Zeomer, last case, Ein Yodei v'Zeomer Ein Yodei, if neither of them know, was it the big field, the small field, etc., Yachloku, he says, they split it up, but again, that's in accordance with Sumchus. So we don't hold like that, we hold like the sages, that whoever wants to take something away from his fellow has to bring proof. So we'd look at where is the, you know, if it's like the land, obviously it's a seller's land, so the purchaser would have to bring proof of exactly that he bought the big one, let's say.